welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, we were looking at a familiar passage found in Joel, where the Lord says, "It will come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." And the final verse 32 of that chapter says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." We are living in the realm called time. The God that we serve is a God that dwells beyond time in eternity. And we know that our temporal life is measured by God. He alone knows the day of our birth and the day when either He will catch us up in the rapture to forever be with Him, or that death will call us home to Him. Either prospect is joy unspeakable and full of glory, because we will forever be with the Lord. But the point is, we are called to redeem the time. None of us know. We could be in the best of health, and on the way home from work, we could be in a fatal accident. So we never have the assurance that there's a certain time that we can count on. We must live every day as a gift from God and make the most of it, the best of it, and follow His leading, His will, and to be used for His glory, because only the Father knows the length of time that will be given to this earth and mankind, because an angel will at one point, with his feet on the continents, say, "Time shall be no more," as is described in the book of Revelation. And so, beloved, we need to redeem the time, for the hour is late. The Word says that the night is coming when no man can work. And so it applies to each of us in our own lives, as God would make known to us what He desires for us to do. You may be called as an intercessor. You may be up in years and not able to be active as you were in early life. Nonetheless, for every season of our life, God has a plan and a purpose. And so we, whether by prayer or actively physically going out into the harvest field, we need to demonstrate the love of God, the power of God that He has provided, that we can share the words of life and be used of Him to bring in the precious harvest before it's everlastingly too late. And so you and I need to stand in the gap, that place where God would have each one of us stand. He has a place for us. You have a position in the body of Christ, and our responsibility is to stand there faithful to what He's called us to, which, bottom line, is the sharing and the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God unto every creature. That is basically the Great Commission, and it's never been rescinded. That is the purpose of every generation who is called upon the name of the Lord. And as we look into the Bible, the Word of God, we see that when men or women dared to believe God, dared to work, to give themselves to seeking God and to praying, there have been mighty changes that have been made in the course of history. And this end time in which we're living demands that we put ourselves at the disposal of God so that we can stand in the gap, not only for our families and our loved ones, for our nation, but for all humanity. God knows those whom He has called and who He is calling. He said He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh will have an opportunity to respond to God. And whoever we are, man, woman, child, who will go all the way with God, never doubting in their hearts, never saying it costs too much, there is an immense power and revelation that God wants to loose through the faithfulness of such people. And it's really beyond words to describe. God is looking for those who will stand in the gap. And the question is, Will we be those who will say yes to God? God has a plan for each one of our lives in every season, as I've said so many times in the course of the broadcast. But the purpose of that end time outpouring that Joel speaks of is to gather out a people for His name, the church, the body of Christ. He's calling whomsoever will has ears to hear out of the world. And the body of Christ is being gathered together in this present evil age. And obviously, all we have to do is look around to see that the age is evil. We have but to look at our civilization and see, after all the centuries that the gospel has been preached in the world, that the nations of the world are really in a worse state in proportion to its light than it was in the days of Christ. It's an age of lawlessness, of anti-establishment, of anti-home, anti-parents, anti-decency, anti-church, and anti-Christ. And that spirit of lawlessness that's in the air, in spite of all our modern technology, our sophisticated and complicated electronic gadgets, it is strangely becoming unmanageable and perverse. And it's determined to break away from all authority and law. And we always have to question, has the church done everything they could have done? Would we be in this condition had we been really faithful to preach under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost? Have we made God none effect by the preaching of man-made creeds and dogmas, rituals, when in actuality we should have been preaching a gospel of power, a gospel of love, a gospel of deliverance, basically the gospel of the kingdom of God? Is God dead? Is God powerless to stop the rise of evil in the earth? Has God lost all His control over the world? The answer is, of course, that is no, and that this is the hour of the dispensation of the fullness of time in which the word was prophesied hundreds of years ago. We're seeing it being fulfilled before our eyes. And obviously, while some of the prophecies of the Bible were fulfilled in days past, never has the fullness of His word been fulfilled until this present age. Remember, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will not pass away." Everything that has been declared in the word will be fulfilled. And the devil knows that his days are numbered. The word of God is going to be fulfilled. And so we need to look at what is happening in our society today. So many are turning to demonic knowledge, if you will, astrology, occultism, witchcraft, seances. And why? They're looking, the source of what New Age information is, because they need answers. They want to know what truth is, and they're searching in wrong and perverted ways. But the good news is, in spite of how the enemy is working, God is going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, as the prophet Joel declared. His manifold wisdom, His overcoming power is going to be manifest to the sons and daughters of God in the earth. And He's bringing together a company of saints, a people that were not a people are now becoming the people of God from every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation. And he's giving to his people the rod of authority, even as God's word is shut up within them, in their hearts. And we shall do exploits in his name. It's a people who cherish and love the word of God, that it's the word of God that is the final authority, and they are going to walk in the counsel of the living God, not when man says with doctrines, but in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. God has specifically and clearly stated in his word that in these last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that he would raise up an army so great and so powerful that they would do exploits in his name, a spiritual army of spiritual people doing a supernatural work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit of God will dwell in them, and he will be their God, and we shall be his people. It's plainly taught in the Word of God that God's dealing with Israel and with the Gentiles. He's making of them one new man. It's a picture of a greater spiritual Israel, if you will, a people that are called after the name of God. Not a nation who were bound by laws that couldn't be kept, but rather people of a new covenant that live in the power of God unto salvation, the word made manifest in them. A called out specific nucleus of people that have been born again, that have experienced that working of the Spirit, not of flesh, but of the process of being born again and becoming blood and bone members of the body of Christ in the earth, a work that will change a man or a woman into a new creation, literally causing he or she to receive a new mind, a new heart, and a new spirit. This is the work that God is doing in the hours in which we're living, and we who have believed are privileged to be a part of that, and we're called on to stand in the gap and to pray that those multitudes in the valley of decision will be brought into the ark of safety. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But if you have needs in your own life, unsaved loved ones, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.